I'm always excited when we get to share live music in the studio. And this morning, we're lucky enough to receive that courtesy of this week's RTRFM local feature artist, Delilah Rose. Moxie is the new record. You've been hearing it all week. We've been celebrating it. And I'm very excited because Delilah has agreed to play something from the record live for us this morning. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I am awake and I'm here and it's release day and
it's all happening.
It's a big time.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations. The record, it's finally here. We've been
given
a bit of a sneak peek all week. So it's been heaps of fun. I want to start by asking, the name of this record, Moxie, what does the word Moxie mean to you?
It is about having courage and determination, mostly just to get out of the bed every single morning and keep doing the thing, you know? Like, there's some tricky stuff going on out there. And, Moxie to me is to just that absolute courage just to keep on going and to, like, plug into the thing that you love and to just do that. And that's something that I've had to do with kids and the whole life situation.
Sure.
So, Moxie.
Moxie, it's one of those words that to me it evokes like a particular time period or a particular aesthetic maybe. Does that sort of work its way into what the record's about?
Yeah, I think it became popular in the 30s, I think, or 30s or 20s. And it was a drink. I think Moxie was a drink.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the word has been around for a little while. But, to me it's just a vintage kind of sounding word. And I forget the study of words. There's an actual name for it as well. But I stumbled across the word Moxie and I was like, oh my gosh, that's all the things.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's the word. That's all the things in one word. That's the album. Boom.
Did you know that I was going to make you do like a history and linguistics lesson on breakfast this morning?
I hoped you would. No.
Thank you for educating us. Daniel Midgley and Talk the Talk could never. Let's talk a little bit more about the record now. We've heard a couple of the singles from it, like Take the Wheel and Thin Black Line as well. Some records I feel like are made to sit and be listened to and other records are made to really be absorbed live. This somewhere sits like somewhere in the middle because it's so lovely to listen to it, but I reckon it's probably just as much fun to see it live. Did you think about a lot of that while making it?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about a lot of things while making it. It's taken me 3 years of, ruminating and meditating and Pinterest boards and song lists, and I was just so specific and intentional about the album because I had to be, because I'm so time poor, so the minute times that I have, I'm very, very intentional with it, and that was the album. I loved creating it.
How many years, like, are we talking here? Like, how long has Moxie been in the works for?
Since I finished up with the Gunslingers, really.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like a seed of an idea maybe 4 years ago. And then I had my second child, Betty, and then lots of time walking around the park with a pram with my phone and creating ideas and, just getting things from here and there.
Is there a moment then, Delilah, because like you said, being time poor, like you pour so much energy into it in such short little bursts, and it's quite an intense period to make an album, let alone trying to make it when you're doing everything else in the world as well. When do you get to sit back and go, I've made the album, I can enjoy it, I can fully absorb it all now and actually listen to it from start to finish?
Maybe when I'm sleeping, that's a nice time.
You go to bed with your own album?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Me and the vinyl and the hubby.
There's no more room in the bed at that point.
There's actually not with these two as well.
Delilah Rose joins you this morning. We are talking about this week's local feature record, Moxie. I'm going to play a track off it shortly and Dee is going to play you a song live in the studio. Talk to me about the recording process because it was recorded almost pretty much in a live setting. Is that right? You and the band were all in the room together?
Yeah. I really wanted to do it as live as possible and get that real 70s kind of sound. So, yeah, we did it as live as possible over 3 days at Foxhole with Noah Shulkin and Chad Blondell. And but before that, you know, I took the girls into the rehearsal studio and I kind of did it the way, you know, they used to. I wrote the songs and then I found my band and, you know, we've only had, I think the gig that we're playing on Friday, this will be our sixth show.
Wow.
So we, you know, the show is a completely whole other thing as well. But yeah, so we've kind of done it backwards to what everyone else is doing it, because it was just, that's really what I wanted the sound to be like, and the real 70s thing. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole vibe. It's a whole experience is what I would say. Speaking of that sound, one of the inclusions in this record is that Hammond organ, which it takes a minute to find somebody who's like a total master in that, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh. And I couldn't find a female who played that in WA or Australia. So I found, or Noah found, an amazing, amazing human in Canada, Maureen Lacoste, who plays with Corey Hart and Uncle Cracker.
Wow.
And she, you should see her. She is beautiful. First of all, she's got bright red hair and she just rocks out, and that's what she does.
And she's part of your album.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
So we sent her the tracks and she just laid some stuff down and then sent them back. And we were like, yes, that will do. thank you.
That's so exciting. And that's something that, like, from the get-go, you were like, I need to have this as part of the record?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's something I grew up on. It's, my dad was a massive Hammond fiend, and that's what he used to play in his cover bands.
Oh, cool.
When he was rocking and rolling around the wheat belt in his 20s. So it's something that it just needed to be on the record.
I'm really excited that it's found a home on the album.
Oh, so good.
No Hammond organ in the studio this morning, just you and an acoustic guitar. Thank you for agreeing to play live. What track are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Thin Black Line, I think.
All right. Well, when you're ready, live on Breakfast, your local feature artist this week, Delilah Rose, with Thin Black Line.
I'm a tourist in my own damn life, watching as I go. Take the map, get lost in me on this wide and lonely road. Continue on or turn around, each way is so unknown. No vacancy glowing on the sign, my heart searching home. I'm free to live in the fantasy, with my elbow out the window. Moon heaves above the thin black line, and the highway speeds below. Time to think and time to drive, running to or from. One by one, white lines go by, headed for the horizon, headed for the horizon. I'm looking for a free ride, looking for a good time, with your hand in mine under those big skies. Looking for a free ride, and looking for a good time, your hand in mine under those big old skies. With two hands now I take the wheel, the roar beneath my skin. Pedal to the floor, I know what I want, only God knows where I've been. Only God knows where I've been, only God knows where I've been. I'm looking for a free ride, looking for a good time, with your hand in mine under those big skies. Looking for a free ride, looking for a good time, your hand in mine under those big old skies.
breakfast. You just got to hear Delilah Rose live in the studio with Thin Black Line. Thank you so much for doing that.
No problem.
Folks are loving this at home. Libby says, Delilah is a legend. Happy release day.
Thank you, darling.
And Shay says, Delilah Rose just made the morning so much sweeter.
Shay, thank you.
If that doesn't set you up for your Thursday, I don't know what does at this point. Mm-hmm. The fun continues tomorrow night, launching at Milk Bar with Legs Electric and Moonlighter.
What a lineup. I can't wait to see those bands. I'm a big fangirl.
I love that you booked this gig and you're so excited about it still. go and celebrate Delilah Rose. Moxie, it's this week's local feature. It's out today and a big party happening tomorrow night at Milk Bar. Mm. I'm going to take another track from the album. We're going to play Coming Home. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Oh, this is a love song for my husband because I love him. We met in Austria and he just was, I felt so seen for the first time in my life. And yeah.
Oh, all the lovers out there
love
this
him.
Morning.
Mm.
Oh, that's lovely. I've melted into a puddle here. You sang to me and now you're talking about love. We're going to hear it on Breakfast. This is Delilah Rose with Coming Home. Thank you for hanging out this morning.
Thank you, Taylor.
Drop the pieces and put them together.